Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm your host this morning, but guess what? It's Oracle Friday, and we have such a special treat. Reginald Johnson, the 21st Century Prophet, is with us this morning. He has been called the Psychic Psychic. Many psychics call him for advice when they need it. He's a powerful spiritual teacher. Master, as a matter of fact. He is the author of 4 books and just a very accurate intuitive. I don't even want to call him a psychic. His clients say, oh my God, this is more than a psychic reading. So you are really in for a treat this morning. I'd like to welcome Dr. Reginald Johnson. Hello.
Good morning, Sin. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
You know, many of the people that are calling in today and listening in may remember you from WOW Radio.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic.
That's on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Beautiful.
You know, I want to share with the audience a little bit about your experience before we get started this morning. The lines are filling up very quickly, so we won't spend too much time. But how old were you when you realized that you had this special gift?
I was 4 years old.
Wow.
And I realized that somebody was coming to the house. This friend of my mother's, they used to run these numbers, the lottery, before it became legal. I remember her saying, well, Mr. John will be here Thursday. I said, no, Mommy, he's coming Friday. No, honey, he always comes on Thursday. I said, no, he's coming Friday. And they thought I was being disrespectful. But Thursday came and went. He did not show up. Friday came, and that's when he came. And she said, how do you know? I said, I don't know. I thought everybody knew that. She laughed. And as I grew older in high school, it got more pronounced. As a gift, I became more sensitive to things and to people and to events. And my parents tried to tell me, don't read people like that because that's evil. I said, oh, God, please, don't say it's evil. I'm not an evil person. But a lot of things happened. I told one lady not to get on an airline, and she didn't. And that plane crashed, killing 225 passengers on board. And she calls me all the time, oh, my God, you saved my life. I said, no, God saved you, not me.
I think that's the thing that's very unique.
I'm just a messenger.
Yeah, about your readings, when I was talking to some of your clients, they said that you mention God in your readings, and that's very comforting for them, that most people don't mention God. And so they state that they say that it's far more than a reading because you bring this strong spiritual aspect to your readings. You want to share?
Oh, I do, absolutely, because I believe that there's one powerful energy, an infinite intelligence, an infinite creator, an infinite wisdom that made the universe and everything in it, including you personally. And we have the power at birth as a living soul to tap into that power inside. Some people are afraid to, and it's okay. That's okay too. We try to love them and comfort them right where they are, and it's okay. And when I do predictive things and predictive analysis, that's also comforting for people too. Sometimes people don't want to take the responsibility for their own life, and that's okay too. They will learn in this lifetime or maybe later, but it's about them and the decisions they're making. And it's always a good thing. I bring up God because there's one energy that we all are tapped into, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. We can call it God, Yahweh, Shiva, Brahman, Allah, whatever they want to call this energy. It does not care what you call it, as long as you acknowledge the power above yourself.
Wow.
That's the thing that's very important.
Okay, well, let's get started, because it's getting pretty busy. The house is getting full. And then we'll ask some more questions later on today so we can so people can have a sense of who you are and get ready. So let's go to our first caller.
Well, no, let's do the morning prayer. I'd like to seal everything with a prayer first.
All right, go ahead.
It'll be simple. Father, I thank you for giving me the wisdom, the power, and the insight to help everyone who calls in. Give them a chance to experience you through me. Let me be the vessel. And let this electricity of wisdom and power flow through me to them. And let them get healing, upliftment, and comfort from these readings. And to do everything necessary to improve the quality of their life. I believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. Okay, we're going to our first caller. Erica, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Erica. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
I was wondering if I could get a message from Spirit about the headaches I've been having for the last month.
For the last month?
Yeah.
Wow. Let me look at my cards. That's one thing. I see the Hanged Man card, which means perceptions upside down. Two things. Number one, let me ask you a question. Are you taking new medications?
No, I'm not taking any medication.
Oh, good for you. And is there anything in the house dealing with toxicity? I got to make sure of that, because the house, like mold or mildew, these things cause major headaches a lot of times.
Nothing that I've noticed.
Okay. If that's the case, then there's nothing external. There's something spiritual going on. If there's a message from a person who crossed over recently and you were close to that person, sometimes the body can't deal with the outside, and then what happens is you have a headache. Connecting to them, like a person, somebody's anniversary, like mom passed or grandmother passed or somebody passed over, headaches are very prevalent on the spiritual realm.
Okay.
And if there's someone with you that you don't want to deal with, a boyfriend or somebody that's causing breakups or problems, that causes major headaches. Not that you want to get rid of the person, but you want to eliminate the stress. And that one element of relieving stress are headaches that are left over. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you have to affirm to yourself, you know what, every day and in every way I'm getting better and better. And if you have too much to do, I want to go, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, your body gets so confused, your body cross-collateralizes all the events you're doing, and you can't focus. And the focus, really, if you don't have focus, you get major headaches, and they're terrible, too. They're really bad. They're almost crippling. Write down what you want to do and write it down. Make a list. And you can only do it step by step by step. You can't do everything at once because you're one person and you can't cross-collateralize this stuff. You'll get a major headache to the point of passing out. I know a lady who passed out because the headaches were so bad. So take your time and do one thing at a time. It's called analysis and synthesis, step by step by step. If it's too much at one time, it's like, oh, I get frustrated. These headaches are terrible. I want to scream. But don't. Just focus one thing at a time. Get that done and move on. Rome was not built in a day. You'll be fine because you're a very smart lady. Do you have your own business?
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay, well, you should have your own business because you're very smart. How many kids? Three?
Three, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've helped three kids.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that's wonderful. Thank you. You know, I think you're absolutely right. I do need to slow down.
Right, exactly. Going a mile a minute. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks,
Erica.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. What a sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
You ready for your next year?
Okay, let me take you to your next caller, Dr. Reggie. Susie, you're on the air.
Hi, Cynthia and Dr. Reginald. How are you today?
Oh, good. Susie, how are you?
I am doing well.
Okay.
I have a question for you. If you can deliver me any messages or all you can give me on a relationship for me. I do not have one at this time, and I would really love to share my life with someone special. I'd like to see if you see somebody coming.
Okay.
Somebody I even know. I don't know.
Well, I'm using my oracle cards, and the first thing it says is that the energy of the Chariot is there. There was one person who was good in your life, or you thought this person was good, but they were very complicated.
Yes.
And a lot of anger was with this person.
Yes.
And they were very abusive, verbally.
Yes.
And because of that, they decided to flee. They're coming out of your life. And it's like, I don't want you anymore. You're crazy. I can't handle this. And who are you? So we don't want to attract that person anymore. What this is now happening, in the cards are saying, in the Chariot card, it's moving forward. It's 7, the number 7. Bring God into the energy of the element or something that's higher than yourself. And guess what? This person will understand you. You're calming down. They're calming down. There is somebody coming in September, around the 7th of September. This is an unusual person who's very knowledgeable and very calm and very centered, who had a great mom and dad, but something happened to the girlfriend or the wife. Something happened. I don't know if she died or something. But anyway, you'll hear that story. When this person meets you, it's going to be a wonderful experience, and you'll feel it. Oh, my God, where have you been all my life?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that's for you. Very calm, very patient, strong, and very centered, and has his own business. And wants you to maybe do some things with him, so that would be a great thing for you. He travels a lot.
Okay.
And it'll be fun for you.
So that's on September 7th.
7th, mm-hmm.
Okay, Susie, right, and that's this year?
Yes, it is.
Susie, you need to write that date down, girl.
That is celebration day.
Yes. September 7th.
Yay.
So
my waiting is over.
Yeah, that won't
And it really
up.
Is. And keep your heart open and your mind, too. It's going to be a great experience.
Does this man do healing or does this man do singing?
Singing?
Singing or...
I think he does a lot of healing, but he's also in business-oriented and very calm and very loving. That's the thing you want, someone who's going to love you for who you are. Not someone we're trying to create, but someone that's really right where he is, loving you right where you are. With all your stuff and everything you have to do traditionally and contemporaneously, he's going to be loving you right where you are. Accept that and move on.
Does he live at a distance from me?
No, he's very close. So expect him to show up. Let God do the rest.
Okay.
And be happy.
Well, thank you, Dr. Reginald.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. You be
All
good.
Right.
Thank you, Cynthia. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
All
okay,
right.
You
too.
Too
precious.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I am good, Cynthia, and I'd like to thank you and Dr. Reggie for bringing your wonderful soul spirits together so you could bring me this opportunity. And
oh,
I'm
bless
here.
Your heart. Thank you, Lisa.
Yes, I feel so good about it. I'm here in Atlanta, and I have had a career and financial dilemma. 8 years ago, I had always worked for companies for 15 years at a time, so I was one of those long-term employees. And 8 years ago, I bought my house, and 3 months later, I was laid off. Well, it has become a pattern in the last 8 years. I went from worker who has always been at a company to having 4 layoffs in 8 years. My last layoff was in June a year ago. I am now getting to the point of I'm trying to use every bit of creativity to find a job, and I'm feeling stonewalled. I need to know what you're picking up. How can I bring this into reality?
Mm-hmm. And to bring it to a halt.
Yeah,
to bring
and
the
bring
situation
a good
of
job.
Going, get,
and, right. And,
right.
And I mean,
because,
bringing it to a halt would be bringing a career that I could then stay with as I'm used to prior to this 8-year unusual, you know.
You know what I pick up from you? You have a great deal of talent in terms of administrative and managerial and supervisorial stuff. You do.
Yes, and
very
I have
good.
Done that.
And a lot of people are threatened by that because you're a woman and you're very smart, and so they're going to challenge you on different levels. Even people who appear to be your allies are not.
Uh-huh.
And you get involved with these people and show them your courtesy and your respect and your love. And when it gets to a point of teaching them or showing them from your experience and your experiential nature, they, who does she think she is, and they try to find a way creatively to get rid of you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And when that happens, you have to say, you know what, God, thank you for showing me who I am. I'm not going to give too much, and I can't take too little. I'm going to still be who I am. But these layoffs are crazy. Because people see me from this place of ego, and I'm not trying to come from a place of ego. I'm just very sure and confident about my abilities and who I am. Let them not translate this into ego and find a way to get rid of me because of their jealousy. These people are still there, and I know more than they do. I know I have more talent than they do and more experience, and yet they're doing this because I'm carrying this negative energy around me. Release this energy from my body and my life and let me move on in the comfort of knowing you want the best for me. You want the best for me, and I expect the best from myself. Let that light shine on me and get rid of all this negative energy and these invisible negative spirits and these people that don't mean me any good. I now release them from my life and love who I am and go with the authority. I'm moving in comfort and assurance and in authority that I am the best fit for this J-O-B. And let me let them know. And you know what's going to happen? You'll never experience that again.
Uh-huh.
Because you're now confident and you have the air of confidence and not superiority, but confidence and assurance.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you are right on with that because I'm such a down-to-earth person, but for some reason people take that for, I don't know.
Ego. They think it's ego.
And yet I have always, I mean, I have managed men unloading furniture trucks where I'm right there with them for 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
have an ego, but I don't know what it is.
That's what it is. It's this the negative energy spirit around you. But you know what? We release that right now.
Right. How do
and
I
we
bring
know.
This? And I feel that, and I really thank you for that because that is exactly what I needed. It's almost giving me chill bumps. And my last question is, how
mm-hmm.
do I bring the synchronicity of these jobs I'm applying for to come to me? Because, you know, I have been applying for a lot.
You're
going to
love this
close.
Secret. It's going to make you laugh. If you have
what?
Cinnamon at home, just a sprinkle of cinnamon.
I do.
When
I
you
do.
Apply for any job, sprinkle cinnamon. I know that sounds crazy. Just a teeny bit.
Right.
On everything, even if you go and personally apply for jobs, put it, rub it in your hands and apply. Watch the people's reaction to you and
oh.
watch how easy things start coming to you. You know why? Cinnamon is an herb we teach
right.
in mystery school that represents the fire of God. The angel associated with that element is called Uriel.
Mm-hmm.
And Uriel brings the fire of God. So whenever you go somewhere, it will be
right.
wonderful purification, transformative, and powerful. So
oh,
try
wow.
that and let me know what happens.
I will. Do you see a timing for getting a job? It's been a
yeah,
year?
Yeah, it's around almost coming soon, but it's more like the 20th of August or the 21st, that kind of
perfect.
Energy I feel.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you all. You are wonderful. Like I said,
thank
I
you.
Have chill bumps from that beautiful spiritual message. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Wow, you know, hearing her story about being laid off and this transition for her really kind of blew me away because I understand that I could relate to what she's going
mm-hmm.
through.
Because people get very jealous and very crazy, and they carry negative spirits around them. We don't want that. And she's a powerful person, very powerful and very loving.
Mm.
And she doesn't show ego at all. She shows her wonderful spirit, and she tries to help people all the time, literally. And they take advantage of it.
Well, you know, this might be a good time to share with the audience that, you know, Monday through Thursday, we reserve Friday to bring in guest intuitives or special guests on what we call Oracle Friday to interface with the listening audience. But Monday through Thursday, we teach the spiritual principles of prosperity, and we go into so many different areas of your life. Right now, we're dealing with relationships, and the recurring theme through all of our book studies so far has been that this is an unprecedented time on planet Earth, and the old way of doing things is fading away, and we're ushering in a new paradigm of living. So the things that Lisa has been experiencing for the past 8 years, a lot of it has to do with the fact that the old way of getting a job. I mean, right now, if you're applying for a job, they want to see what's going on your social network, your LinkedIn account, your Facebook account. All of that is pulling into it now. So the energy is shifting, and we have to shift with the energy, and that's what we talk about a lot on Circles of Prosperity. I just wanted to bring that in so that people can understand something different is happening on the planet, and we have to respond differently. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Cynthia and Reginald. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing all right. I haven't slept yet. I stayed up just to listen to your show.
Oh, my God. Goodness. Bless your heart. We bless you for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. I had a question. There's a gentleman from my past that I've been thinking a lot about, and I've been feeling pulled to reconnect with him.
Mm-hmm. What's his first name?
It's John.
Okay. A very powerful name. I look at people's vibration in their names. And he wants to do a lot of things, and he's a good person, but he's very impatient.
Uh-huh.
He is. He's a good person, but very impatient. And something pulls him in his past, someone he got rid of and didn't want to be with, and they keep haunting him. Please come back. He's like, no, I've done this already. I'm not coming back. It's not you. Someone else.
Okay.
It's before you.
Yeah, I think I know who that might be.
And she won't let him go, and it's not good for them. And I keep feeling somebody with, like, either a child or a kid or some loving energy that he's trying not to connect to, that he loves but doesn't want to connect to it because I don't think it's really his child. Something's going on like that. I'm feeling it in my energy. I don't know what that means.
Well, he has two children, but I don't know if they're both his, honestly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So...
And maybe that's why this woman's trying to use him, you know. He doesn't want to be used. He's afraid of it.
Yeah. Well, he's been – last I checked, he was with someone. I don't know if he still is. I mean
– Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering
I think it feels like he is, and he's not really attached to them as much as he wants to be because it's not the same kind of love that you guys had. And you guys love each other a lot, but also there's a lot of discord in that relationship. I don't know what the cause of it was, but it seems there's a lot of friction back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's like, wait a minute, stop it.
It's not crazy. Between us, but his family kind of disapproved of the connection.
Mm-hmm. And see, they shouldn't have that ability to have that power.
No,
the only
they
people
shouldn't.
That love each other is just you and him.
Right. We got along pretty well. It's just I have a disability, and his mother wasn't okay with that. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's not like there's anything I can do about it.
Of course not.
You know.
Of course not. When you love a person, it extends beyond, it transcends all of that stuff. And some
right.
people can't see that, and that's their handicap, not yours.
Exactly. Do you get any sense of how he feels about me? Because it's been about 14 years since I've seen him.
You know what I feel? This guy, at some point, not now, I'm in my card, it says the Nine of Wands, and it shows me somebody standing there, bare-chested, with buckskin pants on, with 9 wands around him.
Uh-huh.
He's got a bandage on his head that's where he's been wounded. That means emotional wounds. And looking at the past. So he's got a lot of emotional wounds that need healing. Most
right.
of this from the mother.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
As a little kid. and grew up with that nonsense. And I don't feel that his father was around.
No, he wasn't.
See? So that energy with the dad being gone and the mother being the dominant lead, she calls all the shots, and it influenced him.
Yeah.
And made him kind of crazy. But he loves women to the point, I got to find my mother again. And wait a minute, I'm not your mom.
Uh-huh.
Don't compare me to your mom. I think in terms of answering that question about does he care about you, yes, he does. But that long-term separation makes him think about who you are. There's been a very special relationship with you. And even though the parent didn't understand it, you guys did. It made sense. And he overlooked all that stuff that was going on. He really did.
Right. Well, there was part of it that he didn't know about. His mother confronted me about my handicap one day when he was out of earshot. I never told him because I didn't want to cause friction between them.
That's right, between his mother, but, at least. Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. So,
But yeah,
he does
think about you. But going reaching out to him may not be a good idea.
Okay.
Except as, hey, how you doing? Long time no see, John, blah, 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 that kind of thing. Hope you're doing well. That's it. Don't make anything else emotional attached to it. Because that can cause further problems with you and with him.
Okay.
If it's going to happen, let it unfold on its own.
Well, I don't
want to
force it.
No, you can't do that. That's one thing I teach in mystery school, the forcing current. We can't do that. You don't want to force it. Just allow. The secret is allowing.
Okay. If we were to reconnect, do you see anything happening at all?
Romantically?
Yes.
There may be. Because that's what you want, right, in your spirit. But we have to make sure it's what he wants, too, because otherwise it will never connect.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So keep yourself
open like that. That's a good thing that you're doing. But also don't put your hopes all in one basket. Say, you know what, I wish him well and wish me well and let everything turn out like it's supposed to. I feel good about him and he's going to be a good friend, but I can't force his love. I'm going to have to allow him to be who he is.
Yeah, I just kind of wondered where he was at because, in terms of his life, because the last picture I saw of him, it didn't look like he was wearing a wedding ring. So I don't know if that means that he's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. A lot of guys don't, but I think he's afraid of marriage, per se, because of commitment from some relationship in the past.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, well,
that
makes
sense. Keep your
hopes
up, though, and at least if you're reaching out to him, he's a Facebook account or something, it's all good to say, hey, how you doing? Long time to see. Whatever, and see how his response is going to be. I think it'll be favorable.
Well, you'll think it's favorable if I reached out?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I'm glad to see you.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for calling, Michelle.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Woody.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you awake yet?
Yes, I'm awake.
You have a question for Dr. Reggie.
Yes. I want to know about long-term relationship. Do you see, I have two children with somebody, and as I lost the last caller, there's been a lot of friction between this person and I. And, I don't like to work, but I don't know if it's going to work or if it's time for me to move on.
Okay. What's the person's first name?
Shalonda.
Wow. Shalonda is very complex as a person. She desires a lot and requires a lot. She's a nice person on the surface, very good, but a lot of things haunt her in her memory of the past. And it's not making her very comfortable. And she wants to make things work because I think she's a good person. Wow. But things in her mind bothering her with a lot of things. Things that she wants to do. I want to travel. I want to do this. I want my own business. I want this. She's very busy. Busy, busy, busy in her mind. And if you're in her way and you're not helping, get out the way. It's really crazy. I think she's a very busy person and she wants things to work. I keep feeling a baby or two children.
We have two children together.
You do? Two children together?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. There's something, if there's one as a little girl, I feel something very powerful with her. I don't know what that is. I feel it very strongly. And She's concerned about a lot of things, the mother, Solange is. And she doesn't mind being with you, but she wants you to have, she has high expectations for you, big ones. So there's a lot to live up to.
Okay.
She does. And if those are not the ones, then she's like, well, I'm going to move on. But I think there's a possibility of you guys making it work. Both of you changing, not just her, not just you, both changing your perspective about life, about love, this relationship, about marriage, about what's going to happen in the future, and not expect too much too soon, but try to grow in this relationship and make it work that way. And nobody demands anybody else, but just love each other right where you are. That will make it work. You're placing too many demands on her. She's placing too many on you. Everybody wants to get their way, and that's not a relationship. That's a dictatorship. We don't want that.
Yeah.
Bring it to a close with both of you and say, this is where I stand. Let's try to make this work for the sake of the children that we have together and showing that they need both parents in the relationship and that we're both taking on these roles and letting them witness these roles so they can be healthy and wonderful adults and contribute to society as a whole. And let us show them as an example of our light inside. You guys have that meeting face-to-face and heart-to-heart. It will work.
Like, I tried to do this stuff, and I don't know. So she go for it, and after that, it's just, I don't know. One minute, okay, and next minute is a big explosion. One minute, she won't.
When that happens, when she's going for 1 minute, it sounds good to her. But as soon as she thinks that you're not doing your part and accusing her of not doing hers, it blows up and gets crazy.
Okay, because I'm but she tried to give me an ultimatum as well because I'm pursuing music. And
are you a musician?
Yeah, I write songs. I'm pursuing a career with a partner of mine right now. And we just finished doing everything, getting mixed and mastered. We got shows September 15th.
Oh, as a songwriter, do you have your own production company or business?
Yeah, my partner does, and I'm starting mine. So it's like everything is slowly progressing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
music business is not easy. It's not an easy business, and she has to understand that. I know she's like, well, where's the money? What are you doing? What's going on? Let's invest, blah, blah. It takes a whole village to make that happen. I used to do music in the past. I know it does. Had a band and everything, music company, production, record label. I did all that. And it's not easy, and it takes constant money and practice and discipline and investors and all. If you don't have that behind you, it gets very lonely and very difficult. So she's got to understand how this music thing works. It's not an overnight thing. It really isn't. Some people take 20 years to make it overnight, you know. So if she has to see some progress, though, she needs to see bread on the table, money in the house, something that's going to be viable for you and for her. If she doesn't see that, to her, it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, basically.
But she needs to show your partner who's making money, that you both are investing, doing something on paper that makes the business make sense. You know, nobody can become Sean Puffy Combs overnight or Lil Bow Wow overnight. It takes time to do those things and investors and lots of money. So to make it viable, there must be something on the side that you're doing to make this money work and then reinvest that money in your business. If you show her that, I guarantee that shows traditional money. I'm making some traditional money to help these kids and myself and our relationship. Show her that viability and somebody who's interested in this business, and I guarantee you she'll be much happier because it's all about money anyway right now. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
If you show her that on paper and show you and not talking about it, and nothing's happening, it makes her crazy. Like, I'm working my butt off and bringing in money. Where's yours? What are you doing? As being a man and being leader of household, there's got to be something happening to show her the proof that this is happening. Look at the progress I'm making. We did this last week. Me and my partner did this as opposed to sitting around talking about beats and dropping beats and smoking reefer. Something is going on. If you show her that, that will show her the proof that something is going on, that something is happening. Because people in that business can be very scary. dropping the drugs and stuff, making a quick money, trying to make a quick buck. People die and everything. So you got to make sure your end is very honest. If you're not, she'll sense it and want to move out all the time.
Yeah, I have a full-time job. I'm just hanging out with my kids. So it's like I'm juggling everything in my hands.
But her perception of this thing is crazy. You're trying to juggle this and do that. She wants to know which one is making the most money. And what are you doing to improve everything? Bring it back home. That's what she's telling you. That's all. And show me viability as to working for our relationship, our kids, and this family as a future. If she doesn't see it, then she'll get really frustrated and want to leave. That's why it works for a little bit and then not long term. So just think about that at least.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. It'll be better.
All right.
And work harder on getting some improvements done with the music and not just a dream in your head.
Yeah, we're doing that now. So.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm wishing you success and keeping you in my prayers to make work for you both.
Wow. People really go. It's difficult when you're trying to pursue work, a job, raise two kids, and pursue
a dream.
Pursue a dream is just not easy. It really is not easy.
Not. It really isn't. And she's got to understand him more. She's got to put more investment into what the music business is about, what they're trying to achieve, and what's going on. I think she'll get a better understanding of it and be more patient with him.
Understanding the vision.
Yes.
Good morning, Carolyn. You're on the air. You have a question for Dr. Reggie?
Yes, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hi, Carolyn, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, Dr. Reggie, and I thank God.
I miss you.
Yeah, I know, I miss you guys too. And I thank you so much for Circles of Prosperity. I thank you for Infinite Journey, and I thank you for Mystery School.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
You guys are blessing so many. But I do have a question regarding my love life.
Okay.
And I'm wanting to know what it is you see, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
If I need to continue on with what's going on, or should I move on?
Let me look at my cards here. Okay.
Okay.
So, Carolyn, move on. I see this person there, very gallant, and he's very wonderful and very good. But here's the problem looking at the King of Pentacles, which means a lot of things he wants to deal with money right now, what he wants to do and blah, blah, blah. But the problem I see with the Pentacles is that he's very secretive, and you can't hold secrets when it comes to this relationship. No one can hold secrets, not you, him. It's always disappearing for a little bit and then coming back, disappearing for a little bit and then coming back. What's all this disappearing act, and where do you go for all this time, and why is it so quiet, and why are you so weird? Talk to him about that. Confront him and not be afraid. And about the excuses he makes when he disappears and comes back and disappears and comes back. That makes me nervous. It would make anyone in a relationship make anyone nervous. And somebody being secretive like that is not good. And the Moon card shows me there's something in the past I'm trying to hold on to and I can't. And I love the energy of this person's energy because the honesty is there. But the truth about who he is as a person is not. Why are you hiding this aspect from me? I don't like the hiding. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me what you want to do in this relationship. I don't like the disappearing act and then not calling. I can't reach you. That's not good. Is that what's happening?
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah. So with him, it's very crazy. It's nerve-wracking. And where are you going? What are you doing? Is there another person? I don't think there is. I think there's a lot of things dealing with some family issues, and I don't know what that's about.
And what issues?
Family issues.
Okay.
And there seems to be some connection with family that's off-center, and I don't know what that means either. And it's kind of crazy. You know, and people influencing him, they had nothing to do with this relationship, and that's not fair either to you or even to him.
Uh-huh.
He wants to bring this thing to full power and full circle. But it's kind of crazy. I keep feeling something in the past holding him back. And he doesn't want to talk about it or deal with it. And there's also something about transportation, which I don't understand what that means. Transportation. I don't know what that means. He's trying to get a car or a new car or something about transportation. That makes sense.
I know
to
he
me.
Wants a business. He's working on a business that has
right.
to do with transportation.
But he should include you. The business deals with transportation?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing, something about transportation. It's making me crazy. But also that he's getting money coming in, but it's not coming in as fast as he wants it to. And that makes me nervous because people who want money fast will do whatever, you know,
yes.
and they can't do that.
Yes.
Learn to
yes.
appreciate what it is, you know what I mean?
I believe that has something to do with what's happening financially with him and
yes.
the past and why I can't. We can't get together.
Mm-hmm.
Right
now, here's
now.
Another thing I'm looking at, too. The death card came up. It doesn't mean he's going to die. It means there's transformation that needs to take place. Did he ever do drugs?
I'm not sure.
Because I feel like there's, not for using them, for selling them, there may be something for fast money. That's what scares me. Because I'm seeing the white flower. I see the red crimson robe. I see death walking in the forest. And it's a very crazy road he's walking on. So he's got to be very careful with you. He knows you won't tolerate that nonsense because you're doing something legal and legitimate, and he needs to follow suit with that. And that whole secret's for you. Let him talk to him face-to-face. Say, you know what? I don't want to have any secrets with you, and I don't want you to have any with me. Let's be honest with each other. If there's something going on, let me know. I can handle it. I'm a big girl, and I can handle this. But let me know. Don't hold secrets from me. I'm investing emotionally and romantically in you. And if you're holding secrets and something comes up later on, I'm not having no responsibility for this, so tell me now, please. And whatever he tells you, listen to everything with your heart and whether you really want to be involved or not.
Okay.
No more secrets. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. It'll
Thank
be better.
You.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Tonette, good
yes.
morning.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah. Hi, Tonette. I like that name, Tonette.
Thank you. This is the first time I found your show, and I am so blessed to have this opportunity to talk to you because I have been going through such an anguish, turmoil. I'm in a relationship with a man named Danny, and I would like to know what do you see that's going to go on here.
Danny is a fun guy, really. On the surface, he really is. He's trying to do something entrepreneurial. I don't know what that is, but I see him building something. But it's really another person that keeps things secret. You know, he keeps things to himself a lot. That can cause problems in the future. And there's money that's hidden and things he wants to uncover in the past and make things come future right now. Building something, making things work, building, building, building. But I don't see any results yet. It's a lot of talk. You know what I mean? And we can't have that. We got to have some things that are viable. Also with him, I see a sword, a flaming sword, like the angel Michael, bringing these things, thinking. It's always thinking, always moving, always thinking, always moving, always thinking, always moving. Well, where are the results, Daniel? Come on, let's get it together here. What's going on? And it can make you angry because he gets irritated very easily.
Right, and what had happened was, you know, I've known him all my life. We grew up together four doors away from each other. And in June of this year, I approached him because he had gotten out of a bad relationship in February and moved away from this girl. And I was like, listen, I'm single, you're single. How about we just go to the movies and just, you know, have a nice time, okay?
Right.
And we started talking. He started texting me all the time. And I took it that he really liked me. He knew I was a
right.
nice girl and stuff. So we started dating. And took me out, spent money on me, so forth, so on. But then, apparently, he does not like how See, he's quiet, and I'm more of aggressive personality, and I
guess
he doesn't like that, and he's not a good communicator.
That's why
so
I said
told,
always thinking,
so,
always thinking,
so,
always
so
thinking,
he,
not talking,
okay,
thinking.
So what he done was he held all this in, okay? And
right.
And then he quit dating me for like 3 weeks, would not give me no reason. He would just say, oh, no, we can't go out. I'm making lunch right now. No, we can't go to the park. I got lots of laundry to do. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. A month ago, he would drop anything to come to see me on a dime. And so I thought, okay, there's something wrong. I don't know if someone's talking bad about me or what his problem was, but I wrote it out. I just, like, thought, you know what, I'm just going to ride this out, let him have his space. And then he contacted me last Thursday, and he's like, listen, I want to take you out Saturday night, you know, get a babysitter for your daughter. We went to the movies. We had a great time. Everything was awesome. You know, we spent the weekend here. And then come Monday.
No answer, no nothing, no response.
Right. Then come Monday, he's not texting me again. He's acting weirdish. And then Monday, I started texting him at night, and then there was no response. And typical me, I mean, I did get a little angry for just a tad moment. I said, you know what? You know, where are you? Are you at a bar? Or what? You know, what's going on here? And then 2 hours later, he texted me back, and he's like, I fell asleep. Why are you getting out of control with these text messages again? You're assuming things. You're constantly texting me when I'm not texting you back. You get mad if I don't text you fast enough. And you know what? At this point, I'm done. He says, I can't take how you're nice 1 minute and mean the next. And he goes, I just think that we just need to be friends at this point. And I was like, no, we're not doing this. We're not just being friends, because what's going to happen is you be his friend, he's going to start coming over here again. No. This is not friends with benefits. You either want a relationship with me and act like a man, or done.
Right.
So at this point, my question to you is, that's what I told him. So what is going to happen here in the future? Is he going to step up to the plate and want a relationship, or is he done?
He wants a relationship, but he wants you to be more like those women from the 40s. Docile, obedient, quiet, but that's not your attitude. So he expects that from you, and you're like, oh, no, I can't be that person. I'm not Betty Crocker. I'm not Susie Homemaker. I don't mind playing that role. But for you, I'm not doing all of that if you're not doing your part. So he's very laid back traditionally. You understand what I'm saying? And it's kind of crazy. And you're active and aggressive and vocal, and he's not. So he's got to understand your personality. You've got to try to understand his. He doesn't, like he said in his email, I'm not responding fast enough to your emails, so I'm wrong. I'm doing something else. I'm screwing somebody else. I'm seeing somebody else, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing something wrong. But he's not. But let him respond at his time and say, you know what, that's him. That's the way he is. Right. And this is the way I am. Let's try to bring a agreement in between the middle of it. It's good that
I feel like he threw the towel in and he's shutting down. Like last night, I wanted to talk to him, and he just said good night, and that was it.
That's who he is.
So where do I stand at this point? Because I changed my status on Facebook. I'm now single. I see. I don't play these games. So is he playing a game, or does he want me in his life? I mean, is this a wake up call? Is he going to realize? Oh man, she's real now. She's out of my life.
But at one point, it sounds like to me, it's what you want him to do and to be this man, and I want him to be this way. But what does he want? If you're not listening to him long enough to find out what he wants, it's not going to work no matter what, who does what. And if he does come back, it's temporary. He'll believe again because he's not going to be happy. She wants this, and she wants that, and she wants this. And I don't have any feelings at all. I've got feelings, too. I have wants, too. I have needs. I have expectations. And yet she's not letting me allow to fulfill those. She's driving me to a point where she doesn't really, okay, I'm changing everything. I'm doing this. It's like, wait a minute, slow down. He wants, but that's his personality. It's not that he's a bad person. He doesn't come to rescue you on the white horse and take you off into the sunset. And you're getting, well, why aren't you doing that? What's wrong with you? He's a
right.
different person. He's a different kind of person.
And he doesn't communicate. Like my ex, he was just at my door wanting me back. I had to call the police. And I've been honest with Danny through all this. I was like, listen, I got this guy after me, but I want to be with you. And Danny just will not communicate.
Well, you know what? That's who he is, and let him be. If you don't want that and he's not giving you what you want, then eventually, no matter what he appears to change or how he appears to change, it won't be a lasting change and it won't be real. And you want somebody who's going to be authentic. Let Danny be who he is and let him go. If he comes back to you, like they say, he's yours forever. If not, he never was. So let him be who he is. And don't try to force him with all these emails and changing your status. You're still who you are no matter what you change. You're still you. And you have your own personality and your own way of dealing with things. You're quick, responsive, active, assertive. I won't say aggressive. I'll say assertive. Women shouldn't be aggressive. They should be assertive and still hold your own and very confident about who you are and what you want to do. Him
right.
slow and the waves are coming in and, oh, my God, wake up, man. Where are you making me crazy? That's okay. That is who he is. Two personalities can match, but they have to meet in the middle. If you're trying all these tricks of the trade to make him meet you in the middle, it does not work. Be who you are. You are a very smart lady, very powerful, very quick, and very agile. All these men coming to your door to rescue you on the white horse, that's cute. But you can't make him compete. That's not who he is.
So,
accept him where he is and allow yourself to love him where he is, not making him over. You can't make him over. That's who he is.
So you don't know if he's coming back or not.
I feel that he wants to come back, but you're forcing him to do something that he doesn't want to do. You're trying to make a round peg fit in a square hole. It doesn't work. Let him be. If he comes back to you, he's yours forever.
So you want me not to text? Just let him just
No, let him just let things lie where they are. Because if you don't, you're forcing the situation, honestly. You're going to drive yourself crazy. I don't want you to do that. Don't lose any sleep over this.
You leave him alone.
Yes. And let him come back. And if he's true, make him prove it at that point. Because he's telling you in an email, you're doing all this stuff. I'm not moving fast enough for you. I'm not answering fast enough. I'm not doing this. I'm not showing up and ringing your doorbell, driving you crazy. He's not that person. He's telling you right there in black and white. He doesn't care if you change your Facebook page status to single. He doesn't care about any of that stuff right now. He wants a relationship that's calm and peaceful, and you're pushing him. It feels like you're putting fire into his butt. Do something. Do something. I got other men who are standing in line. You better do something. You're forcing him. Don't force it. Let this relationship be what it is. Let it slowly, when you're cooking a pot roast, you can't rush it. It'll be like rubber. Just take your time. Let it cook slowly. It'll be soft and tender and juicy and wonderful.
But I feel like I ruined the whole pot roast.
I don't think you did.
It all went out
I don't think
regardless.
You did. I think what you have to do is sit back and observe this thing. Be subjective, not objective. Just look at it and say, this is what I want. I'm involved in this. I'm not going to force you. I respect you where you are. If there's anything I did to ruin this relationship, which I like, forgive me and excuse me from trying to overstep my boundaries. I hope you will understand who I am traditionally and not try to force me to be someone else. I can't be that person. I don't want you to be that person either if you're not. But I do want us to respect each other, not just as friends with benefits, but as real friends, authentic friends, and loving partners. I'll meet you halfway if you're willing. Let me know. End of story. Okay?
Right.
That's it. It really is. And don't make any expectations. Just be who you are authentically and let him be who he is.
Do you know how long I'm going to have to sit here and wait until he comes back around?
I think it won't be long. If you send an email pouring out your heart, letting you know who he is and everything, and expecting nothing from him, just for who he is as a person. And if he thinks you offended him, say, you know, I did not mean to offend you. Your perceptions are, I'm this person who's aggressively pushing you. I don't want to push you. I don't mind being your friend, but I think we have something that's more than friendship. Please give me your feelings. I can read the email and let me know, or call me even better, or meet me even better, and tell me where we stand, what you feel. And I can understand your heart, and please understand mine. I'm not pushing or shoving. I just want to be who I am as a loving person and expect the same from you to reciprocate. Please. End of story. No pushing, no shoving, no demanding, no beating him down like a horse, and no beating your point across, getting your point across, no matter what. I don't care what he says. I want my point across. I got to be the one. Don't do that to him.
Right, but I tried to text him. I tried to say, can we work this out? He said, I wanted more, but I can't take this. You're mean. You're nice. You're mean. You're nice.
You know what? Let this go. He's having too many judgments at this time, and you're forcing a relationship that does not want to work. Let it go, and we'll see what happens then. Please get your focus somewhere else.
Right.
He's putting labels on you and judgments on you that may not be true. So release it. Release it in love and let it go. Release and receive. You release this relationship, something better or even more wonderful will come in your life. But as long as you hold on to it and hold on to it and hold, you're binding him to you. You're binding him energetically to you. Release this. Let him be free. If that's what he wants, let it be. It's okay. If God can bring you something else in the future that's better, so be it. That would be wonderful and loving and outreaching, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You all right, Tony? Tonette?
Yes, yes.
Okay, baby.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm wonderful, precious. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm good.
Do you have a question for Dr. Reggie?
Hey, and Michelle, how are you?
I'm good, Reggie. How are you doing? Reggie, just tell me how it is this morning.
I'm good. What's your beautiful question?
General, anything you pick up.
Oh, anything? Okay, let me look at my cards here and see. Wow, this is wonderful. I've got the Knight of Pentacles. That means that someone is wanting to be with you, but they feel scared. They're in a knight of shining armor. They're in shining armor on a horse, and it's royal. It's very royal, and it's cloaked in all this beautiful regalia on the horse and him as a person. And it's like a person who's in their 20s, 30s, carrying a pentacle. I want to bring this to you, but they're wondering, will she accept this or will she not? Will she take this or will she not? If I give her this, maybe she won't take it, and I won't be accepted, and that will hurt my feelings, and I'll have to run again. I'm tired of running. I want to be there, but it feels like this person is being too demanding, and her mom may not like it, and her dad may not like it, and who else may not like it in the family, and they may not like me. They're judging me. They're putting labels on me, and I'm scared. That's what I'm picking up. And so there'll be cancellations. Of everything that's supposed to be a promise will be canceled because this person is still afraid.
Oh, he needs to man the hell up.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I'm tired
true.
Of him canceling nonsense on me.
Yeah, I understand that too.
I have even told Cynthia that I'm done. This is it. I mean, I know who you're talking about, and when I received his message yesterday that you didn't want to meet with me because apparently I haven't changed because I told my mom and blah, blah. And I'm like, fine, I'm going shoe shopping. Bye.
Oh, my God, just like that, huh?
Just like that. I was like, I ain't going to cry over you. I'm not going to, like, I've done enough.
You've probably done that enough already, I know.
I spent a whole year, almost a whole year on him, crying, praying, talking, not that I don't like talking to you, but you know what I mean. I do know what you mean. It's gone to the point, and listen, it's like poop or get off the pot kind of deal, you know?
Right.
it's just, you can't, no. And no, I even forward out his emails to spam. His phone number's on block, it's in case, and I'm not dealing with it anymore because I deserve
better. Good for you.
Better.
if you really mean
that,
you got to stick to it.
I genuinely mean that because I'm tired of this game. Because yesterday, after reading his email, I said to him, I know this is not your thinking. Somebody else is feeding you this information. Because I said to him, I didn't hear from you since Saturday. You email me at 1:30 in the morning on Thursday to tell me we're not going. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to call you. I'm not allowed to text you. I can only email you. I'm sorry, no.
No. That's enough is enough.
So,
no, and
it's enough. And I'm moving on at this point.
But I'm glad you're doing one thing. You're not being angry, and that's a good thing. Because, you know, that will harbor resentment for you with him. And you don't want to cause any discord on a spiritual level. It'll prevent other things from happening that the universe has open for you.
And I'm going to tell you something. Yes, not yesterday, but the day before I spoke to you, when I spoke to you, I was praying a lot because I had a gut feeling he was going to cancel out on me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of it was from past experience. Maybe some of it was just like that multi-sensory thing that we're talking about. But I was like, "But you don't need this game." He keeps this boy keeps bragging how he's a man.
I know you kept
it's
been a long time dealing with this person and dealing with his energy and his differences, religiously, culturally, whatever. It doesn't matter. You love the person for who he is, but you know, the problem is he does not love himself. That's the whole problem with this whole thing. He hasn't learned to respect and love himself. He's so busy trying to prove himself and his viability as a person of doing great things. I can do this, I can do that, I can come to this country, I'll do this, and blah, blah, blah. I'll be great, I'll be wonderful, and I'll take over and all that stuff to be here. So busy that he forgot to love him.
Yeah,
and it makes you
crazy.
You love yourself, Michelle, and you are a wonderful lady. You really are. And you pray, and you're contemplative, and you're reflective, and you're loving, and you're smart, and have a legendary memory. And this person is afraid of that. Honest to God, he's afraid of that. You remember something, you have a legendary memory, and he'll say, so-and-so, you know, you put him on check. No, that's not what you said. It scares him. So he's going to always back out. Always back down.
I don't need that. So
no, you don't. So good for you.
I want to focus on other things. What?
Right.
Anything you see, business, love wise, moving on. I'm trying to get more. I'm trying to go to more activities. And
right.
I don't know if you see. So much looking for that individual, but like meeting new people.
I do see that, but I also see meeting new people in another place outside of your home territory. You have to move somewhere else to get involved heavily, to get your mind off of everything that deals with him and your environment, because that's going to be important right now. I see the man standing with two wands, looking at the globe. Where do I want to go? Because this is not going to make it for me. I got to get my memory and my whole energetic pattern set somewhere else, where I can be a help for some other person, including myself, to improve my life. The other friends I'm going to meet other places, because these friends are crazy. Most of my friends feel like I'm looking at the Eight of Swords, a woman who's all tied up with red rope, with swords all around her. She's blindfolded. She's got long, black, beautiful hair. She's looking with the clouds shining through the rain clouds. She's on a beach. Why am I here? Why am I trapped like this? I got to move on. That means something has to happen beyond this place. She's barefoot against the rocks and the beach, and these swords are all around her, trapping her in. I can't do this. I've got to move my environment, get a different perspective about life, and change the pattern. And once I do, I'll come back refreshed, renewed, and rejuvenated with a new perspective about love and about life. Thank you, God.
Wow. That's powerful. Michelle, the lines are just full, and we are down to our last 25 minutes. So we need to move on.
Can I call you at, like, what time? I don't know what time it is. Like 8:30, 8:40?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'll get Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you. Dr. Right, Reggie.
Yes.
I don't know how we're going to get through all these people.
We'll try to just go to them. And just let's do it.
All right, but I do want to give people your website,
okay.
which is ProphetReggie.com, ProphetReggie, ProphetReggie.com. His toll-free number, if you'd like to book an appointment with him, is 800-401-8129. And I think you're running a special now, right, Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm, I am. So let them call, and they'll get like, it's almost half off, isn't it? It's really powerful.
Well,
40%,
yes.
20%.
And a one-hour session with Dr. Reggie is $150, but right now he's running a special for $100 for a full-hour reading. And
so it took $50 off.
Yes, and it includes an MP3 recording of the reading. A half-hour reading is $50. So if you'd like to get a reading with Dr. Reggie, please call 800-401-8129.
Yeah, we want to get that done because when we start reading the advertising and TV stuff, they get hired because of the advertising costs and stuff. So I'm running a special now, so please take advantage of it.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. Good morning, B. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful.
B, how are you?
I am doing a little bit under the weather, but I'm doing great.
Oh, okay. Well, we hope that gets better.
Thank you. I'm just looking for a general.
General stuff,
and I have
okay.
to say this, right, this is the first time I've been listening to your show, and you are great. Great.
Oh, bless your
great,
heart. You're
great,
an angel.
Great,
thank
great.
You so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I see the hanged man. In terms of relationships, the hangman is a person who sees things not like anybody else. Kind of looks like he's upside down on a tree, but it's only his own choice to hang upside down on a tree. And you're like, what are you doing up there? Like, no, I'm not crazy. I'm just seeing things from a new perspective. I see things differently, but I'm hanging. Can I get down? Yeah, I can just unloose myself and get down. Well, I know that. A very sexy person, very dramatic, very driven. I don't know who that is or who that is in your life.
I don't know who that is either.
But I see that happening. That is very powerful. And the number is 19, or 12. And 12 is a very powerful number. Like Jesus had 12 disciples, and the 12 sees the 12 different aspects of this person. And this person is a very, very powerful earthbound person, like Virgo or Taurus, very earth-oriented.
Okay.
So that's so fire
that
energy. And
is
they're
that
very
person
driven.
Coming? Is that
yes,
what
that
you're
person
saying?
Is coming.
Okay.
It's the one you've been looking for and praying for.
Oh, really? Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Now, the next thing that I see in this card is a person who wants to travel and build things and get things done. Starting my own business, making things move and happen. I'm tired of this economy and the political stuff and the crazy people. I want to get things done. I know God's economy is always wealth-oriented, and I believe this. Even as a child, I've always had this belief that I can do great things, leave a landmark here before I disappear off the planet. And you will. You will.
Okay.
You're good at helping people. Everywhere you go, every job, people ask you for advice. Like, what am I, Ann Landers? What is this going on? But it's yes, because they take this advice from you, and it's always powerful. You always give people great advice, and it works. And some of them have taken it in a good way. Some of them have not. You know, it's kind of crazy. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But I also see a person who's got a decision to make either or. And the card I'm looking at is the Two of Swords. This woman is beautiful. She's on the rocks, on the beach, with two swords hanging up in the air. She's holding each one. And which way do I go? And they're both shining under a crescent moon with a dark blue sky. And she's got long hair, and she's blindfolded. Which way do I move for this? Do I stay here in this place? Do I move literally to somewhere else for a better environment, or where do I want to go? I like where I am. I like the people. I got used to it. But I think there's something more that's calling me, compelling me to move forward, and there is.
Oh, my gosh. It's funny you said that because I've been pondering for the past probably 30 to 60 days that I just
mm-hmm.
have this energy that I want to move. I don't know
yes.
where. But
yes.
it's just something. It's like, I need to move. I just want to move. Where
I see
don't
a lot of
know.
Stuff happening in the southeastern United States, like, you know, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, New Orleans.
Mm-mm.
Like,
no,
you see that?
Don't say that. No.
Why? What happened?
I don't want to go. That was not my focus. I was looking more at the Midwest.
The Midwest energy? Well, why did you say no? It's a really crazy energy. You had that before?
I don't know, because I'm from the North. And
right.
Now I am kind of South. It's okay. And, I mean, great people, like you said. And
I know,
you know,
but you wanted,
I'm
something,
doing
you
okay.
wanted something more. But you know what? The South had called you for a reason. There's a lot of crazy stuff happening and strange traditions and different cultural aspects. But you know what? It's for you to heal that part of yourself and that where you're going. That's why you're saying, no, I don't want to go back. I'm going backwards. Oh, no, I don't want that. These Southern people, I can't handle it. But you know what? It's a different energy. Oh, no, give me a sword. Let me cut through this. I don't want this at all. Please help me, help me, help me. Michael, help me, help me. But you know what? The energy is crazy. But you know what? It's for lesson, for learning. It'll bring you more wealth and prosperity than you can imagine if you face it. Because God is going to be with you all the time. And you know that. It's always true.
I know
you
that.
You believe in that.
I do.
And you're defeating all this negative energy anyway. So I see that
yeah.
with the Five of Swords. You're defeating it. It's so funny because you think all the time. Have you written your book yet that you promised yourself?
No, I have not. I have not. And you know what? Because I've been given so much to people, really.
Yeah.
I honestly, I've been given so much, and I think I'm at the point now that I need to focus on me. What am
mm-hmm.
I doing for me?
I know.
What do I need to do for me?
Right,
because
self-sacrifice has already been done. You've done that enough already.
Exactly.
And Three of Cups is a woman, three women. I don't know who they are, but it shows a picture of three women dancing and forming an alliance and raising their cups to the air in celebration. But there's three. It's a partnership of three women. I don't know what that means to you, but that's what I see in the next card.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I just found your show. And can you give that 800 number again? So
800-401-8129. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
I just love when she said, oh, no, about the South. And you know what you can hear from her spirit is that that somewhere inside of her, it's been telling her that's where she has to go.
Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, no, please don't say that.
That was so funny. We love you, B. Thanks.
But she's
talking.
A sweet spirit. She really is a sweet spirit.
She really is. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
I was wondering, I don't know, general reading. I've got a couple of concerns. Didn't know what you could take a look at.
Mm-hmm. I see two things. One is a person. I say it's a woman. It's a Two of Pentacles. She's juggling coins, walking on a tightrope, way up in the air, in the clouds. And the full moon is behind her, and there's a stork-like animal flying in the background. She's ignoring that. And there's Two of Coins juggling two things at once,
mm-hmm.
and doing it well, but juggling. I want to stop the juggling. I'm tired of juggling. I want to get things straight on the narrow path and
right.
do it and stop this juggling. It's making me crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's good for support, but I can't keep juggling. I don't know what that is. There's two things you're juggling.
Yeah.
What are those two things?
Well, it could be, there's a couple of things that come to mind. I'm working in a business with my boyfriend right now, and we're kind of
mm-hmm.
struggling. You know, so we're growing some, but we're struggling. And that plays havoc sometimes in your relationship. We've been together for about 3 years.
Wow.
And then my family is in a different area, and so
mm-hmm.
I miss them terribly. So,
well, I'm feeling something with Texas or that part of the country. What's going on there? Do you know?
Texas. Well, I'm from Arkansas, and we're close to Texas,
okay,
where I'm at, South
it.
Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I see something happening more cosmopolitan, too. And with family, I see the World card, which means there's a woman surrounded by beautiful flowers and those things they call Santa Claus, those stars and stuff that float around her. And she wants to be in a place where there's a picket fence, a beautiful yard, a dog, a beautiful family. I want to live
yes.
with all the drama. I'm longing to be in that beautiful
oh,
country
yeah.
setting.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I'm longing for. the world, and that's what it means. And also, there's a place to give you a chance to write and to have new projects of your own, not somebody else's dream, but your own. You're doing this to help your boyfriend because you love this person with the hope of getting married one day.
Yeah.
And there's something happening with the sun card, which means I see a baby on the sun card, which means it's not a baby having, but
okay.
It means a new project happening, new powerful things happening. And the color red is there, which means power. And you are a very powerful person, and your boyfriend knows that too. But don't get taken away from your own dreams, please. You're helping him, but you have your own inner dream, your inner dream number and your inner quest to have peace of mind, quiet, a relaxation on the beach. Let's go to Cabo, baby. Let's go and have a good time and relax and forget it. That's where your mind is.
We're sacrificing a lot right now.
I know.
Do you see it just
paying off? Yes, I do.
Paying off, yes.
It is. And that happens. It takes time for that. But you know what? This business is very good. I see you and him holding a beautiful cup with the sign of Leo hanging over both of you.
Okay.
And giving you power and wisdom and courage. That's what Leo means, courage.
Yeah.
And it's an earth-based sign. Courage to know that we're not going to fail. It's going to work. But you have to believe in your heart, knowing it's a good investment, emotionally,
yeah.
physically, and financially.
Yeah. I lose
it's
heart.
It's not a waste
time.
Of time. It's
yeah.
helping everybody. And if this business is destined to improve the quality of life, so be it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because otherwise you wouldn't be involved.
No, I mean, when you were talking about the lady saying she just had urge to move, well,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of a gut feeling that I've had with this. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just had to do it. I had a career, and I just felt like I had to do it. It was a gut feeling. I couldn't reason it out.
Right.
You know, and I haven't had that strong before, so.
That is your God center talking to you. When it
yeah.
tells you to do that, it means act on it, because that's an impulse from your spirit. It's an impulse. And we have to learn to listen to that. That's
okay.
your Geiger counter, your
okay.
feeling nature. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you have a lot of people on the line, but that is very encouraging, and thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Oh, bless
I
your
appreciate
heart.
It.
You're an angel. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, Dr. Rich, I just want to make you aware that we have 13 minutes, and so I'm trying to grab people, okay?
Okay. One question, let's get it done. Hurry up, quick.
All right. Yolanda.
Hello.
Hi, Yolanda.
How are you?
I'm good.
My question is in reference to the relationship that I'm in with the guy that I'm seeing. His name is Charles. I wanted to see what you see about our relationship.
I see it's good. Charles is a person that has a lot of fire around him, a lot of Leo, Virgo, Taurus energy around him, and very earth-based, even though there may be air and water, but I keep seeing fire around him at the bottom. And you are the one that tames him, healing the savage beast. Only you can touch his buttons and make him heal. And it's not always easy. Because sometimes he wants to be wild and crazy and leave and go off. But you're the one that centers him. You're his center. And you calm him. So it's not always an easy task, but it's a good relationship. He's a good person inside. And it will continue to work. But when there's disappearances and anger and stuff, talk about it. That's the most important thing. That's why you get the mechanism of speech. Talk about it and find reason in the middle. It's a good relationship. It really is. No matter what people outside think, it's about you, not other people.
I'm glad that you said that. He tends to be a little wishy-washy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a couple of days ago I wrote him this really nice letter, and I sent it to him. And I think he read it, and I sent it to his email, and I asked him, I said, did you get it? And he said no. But
he did.
It's like,
but you know what? It touched him. You must have poured out your heart because it touched him a lot. And he may be saying, though, he doesn't want to be rude or whatever, but I think it touched him. It brought him back to when he was really younger about what it means to really be in love and to really have feelings and to have care for other people. So he may not want to be the person as a man to admit it because it's a very sensitive issue. But he'll come around. Like I said, you calm him down. But let him know you expect honesty or nothing at all. and truth
that's,
or nothing
that's
at all.
Thing, you know, and that's what worries me about our relationship. I don't know if it's going to work because of the fact that, not that he's honest, that he's not honest, it's just that he tends to keep a lot of things to himself.
Yeah.
And it's hard, you know, and we live in two different states, so it makes it even harder.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you live apart, because in long-distance relationships, the key is communication. Because I don't know what
right.
you're doing, I don't know where you've been, who you're with, or whatever, but if you
exactly.
talk to me every single day, it lets me either you disappear on me, oh, no, that's not a good signal. We can't afford that because it's long distance. The key to long-distance relationships is communication every day, no matter what time it is, no matter what. Every single day, that means you're thinking about this relationship and reinforcing it. If not, I got to go.
And then
okay?
there's another person involved because originally when I met him, he was in the process of splitting from this person, and then
mm-hmm.
he was with me, and then he decided to go back to her, but I don't think he really wants to be with her because he still sees about me. So, like, I just don't know how this whole thing's going to play out. I don't
you know what?
What
it's not good,
that.
This back and forth thing with everything about telling the truth, about being honest, and telling you didn't receive emails and all that, and bouncing back and forth. You know what? If he wants to be with her, let him be. But you know what? You are very independent and strong. Let it go and see how it plays out, because I think that you are the one he needs to pursue, not the other way around.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Right.
Okay.
I right. definitely will. I'm going to be on your website anyway to schedule a reading. I'm actually on the website right now. But
okay.
I don't see the special that you were talking about.
Where's the special, Cynthia? She doesn't see it.
It only went to...
email recipients?
Yes. Just when you call, they will book you. They
okay.
know the special is running.
Yeah, when you
okay.
call the number...
It's not on the website, so it's something
special.
But
you'll get it when you call the number. And just tell them you heard this on the radio.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, Dr. Reggie, we've had all these women on here this morning in these relationships.
Okay.
Good morning, Cody.
Good morning.
Cody, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Dr. Reggie. How are both of you?
Oh, great. How are you? What's your question?
Okay. I don't want to take too much time. I just want to know, do you see a job in the future for me? My business is not doing that well, and I'm attempting now to find a job. I don't want to give up my business, but I still got this mortgage and this modification and all that, and I'm hoping to work that out.
Mm-hmm. And you know you will. I see the One of Pentacles. That's a very powerful card. It shows Earth as energy and money and prosperity for you. You have great ideas, but sometimes you don't believe them as much as you should. And it causes friction. What I want you to do is take the current business you have and get flyers done, have some kids or somebody pass around flyers and stuff about the business that you have, because you're helping people to find relief and to find freedom. That's what this business is all about finding
yeah.
freedom and relief from bondage.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. And you know what? Do it and let them feel it that way, as opposed to I'm getting you busted out of jail, blah, blah. No, it's about freedom from bondage and truth. You're finding justice. Pass it around to every business in the neighborhood and outside the neighborhood. Have these kids do it for like $10 or whatever. Give it to them. Let them pass it around. Door to door, whatever. Because in that neighborhood, there are a lot of people doing crazy stuff.
Yes.
And they find themselves in trouble. You're helping them to get relief from trouble. And God is giving you other ideas, too, in the middle of that. But stay busy with it.
Okay.
He'll give you another idea.
Okay.
Of healing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All righty.
And I see new love for you, too. Another love life. For some reason, it showed up, the two of the lovers, it showed up. So let me
okay.
something else about to unfold. Okay.
I'm waiting for.
Okay.
All right, Cody.
This bachelor thing ain't what it cracked up to be.
Oh my God, isn't that something?
I know, when you really turn the corner, you want to feel something warm at night and not no pillows.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
I will take you. I'll call you all later.
Okay.
Blessing.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How are you holding up, Dr. Reggie?
I'm fine.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more caller this morning. This will be our last call, probably.
All right.
Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
Good morning, Ellen. How are you?
Terrific. You must be exhausted. One reason.
No, people think that. Now I get energized.
Terrific. Well, I'm going to energize you some more then.
Okay.
I would like a reading regarding my employment situation.
Okay. Wow. Your energy is so vibrant, and it's a very powerful one, because I feel something like a manager and supervisor, executive person kind of personality. I hope it's a fit where you are, because you have a lot of skills. It's almost like being overqualified for the job. So the energy is very powerful with your own thing as a like a human resource executive, something very powerful that you have the skills to do it, but sometimes you doubt yourself. I don't want that to happen.
Well,
never doubt who you are.
Thank
and
you.
Your ability. You're stronger than you think you are and have more skills than you believe you have. You really do. And I see you dancing under a canopy, bridging both things together. The energy of Four of Wands, very powerful, very strong, and they're all lit and dancing under this canopy. I'm letting myself go and be free, not being restricted by this stuff, the job stuff. It's more than J-O-B, just over broke. I am more than this job. I may be an extension of this job, but I am more than this job. And I can do more and be more, and I am more. God in me is more than this. And I'm going to be successful and do skilled work. And these people know who I am. They may be intimidated. I don't care. That's not my problem. It's theirs. I am an executive. I am professional, and I am strong, and I will make this work. End of story.
Thank you, Reggie. I just wish I were working right now. I've been looking for work. I've had a couple of interviews in the past couple of weeks, but so far no job offer. Do you see anything?
Right. Don't say that anymore. So far, things are unraveling. The motion has been set. The energy has been set into motion, and because I am skilled and I'm strong, it is coming to pass right now as we speak. Thank you, God. End of story. I got the job. Hallelujah. Okay, let's move.
Sure. No, I agree. I'm anxious. I'm hoping to get one of these jobs that I interviewed for. Do you see?
You will. I'm telling you, yes. I see you being victorious.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. And at the end of the month, you'll be shouting, being very happy because things will come through. Somebody is leaving. Two people are leaving something, and you'll get a call about it. Okay. So don't worry about that.
Oh. Well, thank you. So it sounds like it's something entirely different, not even from one of the jobs that I interviewed for.
Right, it does. It's going to be great.
Well,
that's how wonderful God is. Does something completely, okay?
Wow. All I can say is thank you, and what a wonderful way to start a Saturday. Excuse
that's
me.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Very good.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
All right.
Well, we've got 2 minutes to go. Do you want to do another reading?
If it's quick.
Okay.
With one question, not something convoluted because it's going to take too much time.
Sharon, can you make it quick?
Yes. Colin and I was friends for 19 years. We got married and it didn't work out. And I picked up the phone and called him and he answered. So I was wondering where that was going.
Okay. One thing I see is this person who's climbing over a fence. It's like the Seven of Swords. It's like hiding something, a deep, dark secret. He's climbing over a wall. He's got everything, but he's afraid of facing his own fears, his own demons, his own self. Climbing, climbing. What are you hiding from? What are you climbing over the wall? Why are you doing this? It's unnecessary. You have everything right in your own backyard. What are you taking? What are you doing? A lot of things, these are inner things he's facing and inner things he's fighting, and he shouldn't do that at all. It's his own fear, his own family, his own past life with love and everything. He's got to stop all of that nonsense and learn to relax and to be free. That's the problem with him.
Okay.
Fighting himself.
Yeah, I miss him.
You miss
him? I miss him.
I know you do, but you know what? I think all things happen for a reason. And whatever this cosmic reason is, you can miss the laughter and the fun times, and that's what you should think about. Because when he's leaving something and doesn't want to deal with it, He's facing his own fright, his own fears. Let him face them. And he may even come back to tell you what's going on. Let that happen. And keep him in prayer. And yourself, too, to stay balanced and stable. It'll all turn out better. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
All righty. Well, Dr. Reggie, thank you so much for expending this wonderful energy with our audience today. If I didn't get to everyone, I'm really, really, really sorry, but you can call Dr. Reggie at 800.
And you can also send a prayer request on our website if it's something really, really deep that you need to pray about or deal with. We will. And please get a reading while these chances are available.
Okay.
Set it up. Okay. And thank you, God, for everything, and let everybody be blessed who listens to this station. I believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. God bless you. Have a great weekend, guys.